Steve Taylor and Partners, the guru of creating wealth and solid bricks and mortar.
Time once again on 4HI for Q&A. Steve, good morning to you, sir.
Morning, Michael.
Mate, we've had a lot of feedback from last week when you suggested those that are familiar with risk assessment in the workplace apply that same thought pattern to assessing the risk of retiring and not owning a home and being debt-free.
Yes, Mick. I had a fella from Thierry say, thanks for the wake-up call, mate.
Now, Steve, that's the same type of feedback I got.
Mick, it's so easy to get in a rut, earning good money, enjoying life, and putting off making up important decisions in life until one day you wake up, you realise you're 45 years of age, mate, and that you better grow up.
Yes, yeah, Steve, I know what you mean. I know of several families that have been earning good money for years but have nothing to show for it. For someone who has that wake-up call, where do you suggest they start?
Every case is different, but the first step is to make the decision to get off the debt spending merry-go-round and to form a plan. Without a plan and a target, it's like setting off on an ocean voyage without a destination.
So, Steve, if someone wants to get off the debt/spending merry-go-round, are you willing to help them?
Oh, certainly, Mick. Mate, once again, there's no cost, no obligation. I just ask they phone Rennie for an appointment and provide her with all their financial details prior to coming to see me. And I'd also ask them, especially if they're a family, to work out where they want to see themselves in 5 years' time, 10 years' time, or 20 years' time.
Yeah, that's a good plan. Steve, speaking generally, what would the steps be?
Mick, you get rid of bad debt, that's as in credit cards, personal loans, and you start an organised and foolproof savings program.
I know many people who say, well, I'm hopeless at saving. What would you suggest for them?
Mick, as humans, we all have limited means and unlimited wants. In other words, no matter how much you earn, there's always something to spend your money on.
Yeah, that's true. So, Steve, what is the solution?
Open a special purpose savings account. Have your pay office deposit up to 10% of your income into it and never touch it until you've reached your goal for the deposit on your first residential investment property.
Now, Steve, I'll have to come in with a different question here. When you say first house, are you implying the possibility of buying more than one?
Sure, Mick. Whilst it's important to own at least one home and no debt on retirement, many of my clients end up retiring owning several.
So, mate, I've heard you say before that owning a few homes and no debt is the best way to protect yourself from inflation after retirement.
Yes, Mick, and it's really important. If you retire, say, with $1 million in the bank, in 10 years, you might only have the purchasing power of $500,000. Whereas if you own several houses, you're protected from inflation because the value of the properties and the rents, they rise accordingly.
And Steve, a wise old man once said to me, if you fail to plan, you plan to fail.
Mate, so true. So true, mate.
Good on you, mate. Oh, by the way, people, you can Google Steve Taylor and hit the Contact Us button. A lot of information there how you get in contact with them. Or you can simply call Rennie in the office, 4987 7567. Good on you, mate.
Thanks, Mick.
Steve Taylor and Partners, the guru of creating wealth and solid bricks and mortar.